For sure,
vestibule after we heard knocking or breathing previously.
Let me look up the word vestibule before we continue to use it.
Too late.
I don't think that's a small room in a building. It's also part of the vulva, just so you guys know. We are not in that. Oh. It's on my back. It's on my back.
Is it on your back?
Yeah. It looks like there's something hanging right here.
Derek is feeling it on his back right now.
It says funeral.
Great.
Funeral?
Yeah.
But that was just when you set it down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to use it.
I would discount that.
Yeah, it's right on my back right here.
Right there.
Console.
Dan. Did that just say your name?
Sure did.
I don't know if I've ever heard your name.
I've never heard it say Dan. Dan?
Do you want to talk to Dan?
Console Dan, is that what it said?
My name is Dan, if you're trying to talk to me. Can you tell me your name? That's me. That's a weird three words in a row. Funeral, console, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
The reason we're here tonight is to learn who you are and why you're here still.
Wrench. Johnny.
Johnny. Is your name Johnny?
Does it only say something like that?
On certain words it does.
Could anything be setting that off on the steps there?
No.
No.
There's no electricity in this entire building. And when it says surprise, it says surprise. It scared the shit out of us. And that's what it said whenever that doll moved in.
Are you
the
serious?
Johnson house.
Oh god.
We were in a different room and it said surprise, and we all started laughing. But then when we went back into that room, the doll had moved across the bed. We're not sure if you were trying to tell us your name, so I apologize if this isn't your name. But is there a Johnny that can talk to us?
That's me making noise. Dan, did you bring those flashlights?
Yeah, they're in my back pocket. You have to come get them. Holy fuck. Don't scare Johnny away.
Sorry, Johnny. Eric, why do you have to do that? Somebody's gotta be the dick. Don't have to.
Surprise! You didn't move. Because
it was you, that wasn't a surprise.
That's a problem. Jesus. Oh, yes. excuse me.
You can keep talking.
No, I can't because you're standing.
You're healing the vibe here.
Yeah,
Derek.
You are.
Proceed.
Jeez, thanks, now that you've stood on the poor guy for 5 minutes. Sorry about that. It's in our contract that we take him out of the house at least twice a week. It's not something that we want to do, but it's something that we must do. So we put up with him. Are you still with us, whoever we're talking with? Derek, is that flashlight on the steps or no?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it on?
No.
You want to try to take that in there? You can see where they're at. They're just right around the corner looking up the steps.
She's never gone. What up?
She's never gone for you.
Mm-hmm. Not today. Well, I mean, yes, we were up there today, but not all the way in the back today. Last time we were here, we were all the way in the back.
Yeah, you guys went up all the way now.
There's stuff upstairs.
Yeah, for sure.
One of these days, rip off all that handling that's on the wall, see if I can see any engravings in the
bedroom. Are they doing that soon?
I don't think he's planning on how much to do myself. But he's probably all asbestos on this one. Nope.
Hello. Did you just turn that light on? Can you turn that off for us?
Like that.
No.
There was like one little laser light that was moving around.
Well, he moved that.
No, I know. I know they moved the whole grid. I'm not saying that he moved. There was one little light.
Well, thank you for shutting that off if that was something that you did. I think you've gotten enough of a feel for us so far. You can see that we're not here doing anything bad. So I encourage you to speak with us some more. If you're willing to continue to talk to us, can you turn that light back on at the top of the steps? I just got this, for some reason, I just was sitting here with my eyes closed. I just got this mental picture of a little boy on top of these steps. And I don't know why. I've never had that happen to me before, but I just got this, like...
That's interesting.
He is like a white... like a cloth type shirt on.
White cloth shirt, like a night shirt?
Like, not a night shirt, no. Something that's like almost like a, you know what meslin is?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a meslin type material. Mm-hmm. But it looks like the collar is open.
How long did you guys use?
Maybe like 7 or 8, maybe.
Where am I?
I can't tell. Gag.
A tag you're in?
Gag. Like,
not good.
Well,
yeah.
No.
No.
Not tagged, Eric.
Yeah, I see. Sorry. No, already you encroached on your space a little.
What don't you want us to do? not want me to stand up?
Check it over here. Flashlight in the doorway.
Do you not want us to come upstairs?
That's a new one.
Well, it's funny that it says chest because I just got like very short.
Didn't you get river before?
Yeah, river was a word that came up. Yeah.
No, I feel like I have a pressure on my chest right now.
Mm. I keep getting tingles.
Is that you playing with the other flashlight or is that somebody else? I hope you feel comfortable answering this question, but if you were the little boy that I just pictured at the top of the steps, can you turn that flashlight on at the top? Was Aaron digesting hot dogs?
Yes. Yeah, the flashlight turned on, Dan?
Yeah, the flashlight did.
Just that one in that room over there in the door.
It's in the doorway. I'd really like it if you could turn that all the way off, please. That way we could ask you another question.
Are you picking anything up, Aaron?
What was that?
Is that my mom's room? One of the doors.
Where is Joe?
Which would be right at the bottom of the
stairs. Is that where they came from?
I think so.
All right, there's been a lot going on the last couple of minutes. I was just going to ask you to turn that back on. Can you turn that light on at the top of the steps, please? I want you to turn it on and leave it on if you could. Are you saying that you need more power to be able to do that? That's why we have this little device down here, if that's what you're referencing.
Flashlight on the other one.
God, I just got that really heavy feeling in my chest again. I could be dying. Just like...
It could be the hot dog shop.
My weight is not really catching up to me. How much would that suck to die in a house like this? Hmm. Like a haunted house. It'd be kind of cool if I see if there's someone over there. I'll report back.
That was me.
We figured. We smelled you coming.
Do I want to try some other way to communicate? I'm going to keep on with that.
We can certainly try something else. I don't...
There's got to be more on my fingertips.
Yeah, I still think there's something here.
Do you want to just kind of give them some space? We can keep this thing here.
Since it's engaged, potentially engaging over there, do we want to shift into that room for a minute and come back, or do you want to stay here?
So I don't want to, if this is a little boy, I don't want to scare him.
That's exactly what's going to happen. That's kind of what I'm afraid of.